You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Psalm 130, verses 3 to 4 and 7 to 8. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who can stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Could you imagine if God were to mark our iniquities, mark our sins, meaning keep it there? I would probably have a lot of marks on me, and I would always remember that is what God will see. But the psalmist is telling us, if he were to mark iniquities, who can stand before God? But with God there is forgiveness. He seems to not see our iniquities when we ask for forgiveness. And therefore the psalmist says, we must fear him. We modern people think of fear as that experience we have when we see a monster or a ghost. But the word fear here is more closely related to the experience of respect and awe. That respect and awe that we often give to our parents whom we love. We respect and we revere them. And we are afraid of losing our relationship with them because we know that they love us and that they care for us. In the same way, the psalmist is telling us, if this God is a God of forgiveness, should we also not fear him? Should we not revere, respect, and be at awe? And should we not be afraid also of losing our relationship with God? And the psalmist ends by saying that if this God is a God of forgiveness, then there is hope for Israel. Because this God is a God whose love is steadfast. Not temporary, but steadfast. And because it's steadfast, there is a lot of redemption available for us. And the promise is he will redeem Israel. He will redeem us from all our iniquities. May all of us remember this truth, and may we find hope in the Lord always.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.